This is Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas School of Law offers the only LLM degree, a Master's of Law program, in agricultural and food law in the country. The first students enrolled in the LLM program classes in the early 1980s, a time when most students needed to be in a classroom to take a class, and the term distance learning referred to correspondence courses. But beginning next academic year, students from virtually anywhere will be able to enroll in the LLM program and take those courses without moving to Fayetteville.
Okay. We're creating a conference right now.
Susan Schneider is the director of the LLM program in agricultural and food law. Last week, she was in a classroom at the law school showing how large monitors in that classroom will link students from potentially anywhere to a professor and classmates on the Fayetteville campus.
This is the scene that our students that are conferencing in would view.
Okay.
So when we're teaching up here.
This fall, the program will feature an expanded curriculum and an opportunity for distance education. The promise of true visual distance learning has been discussed since the public embraced the internet, but technology has vastly improved in just the past few years to make distance education much more accessible. Susan Schneider says something else has happened in the past few years as well.
I think people are used to being able to connect, whether it's through Facebook or email or the friendships and the connections that we have with people really worldwide now are, it's a whole different kind of networking than there was before. And you apply that to an education setting and people expect to be able to get information and to get the credits that they need without having to physically go to someplace.
The concept is to fully integrate any student taking advantage of the distance education platform into the program. The application process is the same and the classroom experience as similar as possible. The students linking in by computer will see the classroom, at least as it's designed now, as if they were sitting in the back row. A student in, say, Butte, Montana or Key West, Florida, would see the professor at the front of the room and the backs of the heads of the students sitting in front of them. If a PowerPoint presentation or slideshow is used, that would be on the screen of the student's computer as well.
We want to make sure that whatever we do with the program enhances the degree that those alumni earned when they were here. So we've been really very cautious about the distance approach, not wanting to do something that would in any way diminish the value of the experience that's part of the LLM program. That said, each year we've gotten calls from really talented attorneys that were in practice or maybe working in government that just could not give up their position to move to Fayetteville for two semesters. And we realized that we were really losing out on some extremely talented applicants.
Schneider says the law school worked with Global Campus to develop the technology for the courses and to maximize the learning possibilities for the students enrolled from a distance. Since the LLM program at the University of Arkansas is the only one of its kind, she says there was a sense of responsibility to make it as available as possible to qualified applicants. Beyond that, she says, the creation of the distance education platform comes at a time of heightened public interest in agricultural law, food labeling issues, and food safety.
We're a place where attorneys that have a rural practice and just represent farmers might come together with attorneys that are from the city and are working with food trucks and urban agriculture. And those groups might not have a good opportunity to really come to understand each other and to really have a good dialogue about how we can create a sustainable food system unless there's some opportunity for them to work together and study together and debate these issues.
This year there has been a preview of sorts. Susan Schneider says two distance students have been enrolled in what amounts to a trial run.
One is a Kelvin Stroud, who works for Senator Pryor in Washington, D.C. He's got a great position out in Washington, and we can, when they were debating the farm bill, Kelvin would sign in, and we'd ask what's going on with the farm bill today, you know, what's it like in Washington, D.C. today, and we could get that interaction. The other student that we have, Brian Matheson, teaches chemistry at West Point, and another very accomplished person who couldn't give up their position, or who it just wouldn't make sense for them to give up their position in order to move here and be with us. But through the video conferencing, we're able to bring them in at least for a class or two and make that connection.
The opportunity for a full distance education in the program was just announced earlier this month. And in just the first week's time, there was high interest and validation that it was a worthy idea.
I have been pleasantly surprised. The emails that we've been getting just since last week have really been rewarding. I got a completed application that someone had worked on very hard over the weekend, and the attorney literally started out his email and saying, "I've been waiting for years for this opportunity." And he'd been watching the program and just was hoping that we would move into distance education so that that it would be possible for him to attend our classes. So we've had a very good response so far.
The first classes of the fall semester are still months away, and there is still time to tweak how the classrooms will be situated. Schneider says the school is examining ways to make the experience for all students, those in the room and those connected by monitor, better and more of an in-the-round setting. They also plan to upgrade the equipment. And just because a student enrolls in the distance education platform, that doesn't mean a distance student won't be able to take some instruction face-to-face.
And in fact, we fully expect that some of our Arkansas face-to-face students will probably take a distance or two class while they're in the program. Similarly, some of our distance students will come here to Fayetteville to take one of our special condensed courses that we have. In fact, what we have going on right now in the classroom is we have a visiting professor that's providing a course today, tomorrow, and Thursday on local and regional food systems and all the legal issues that are involved in that. 3 days of classes, one credit. That's something very easy for even a busy attorney in practice. Maybe could fly into Fayetteville for that, get an opportunity to experience Northwest Arkansas, to experience the U of A, and get their credit, and then go back to practice.
The LLM program has always been a small one by design to offer the best learning experience possible, and Susan Schneider says that won't change. She also says another U of A tradition won't be altered. Students earning a degree from anywhere will still have their name on Senior Walk.